I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. How do poems say so much by saying so seemingly little? It's clear that poets labor over every choice in language, seeking out words that possess musical qualities, words that are vivid and sensory, words that act upon you in many ways at once. But poets also know that what is left out of a poem, the absences that resonate as silence, can also have an equally emphatic effect upon the reader. I believe that today's poem, In Prison by Jean Valentine, derives much of its impact from the many silences and absences it contains. It resists the impulse to accumulate many details. It refrains from all but the barest of narratives. It eschews punctuation, ignores sentence structure, refuses to guide a reader smoothly through its various statements. There are very few verbs in the poem, and nearly no agents of action. There's no they responsible for locking the poem's you behind bars, no they accusing you. And so, reading the poem, you feel a bit blindfolded. You move through its lines, bumping up at times against abrupt shifts in syntax. It's a halting journey, and that feeling of being ill at ease, the sense that in reading this text, you are up against a nebulous and invisible opponent, well, it fosters an appropriate degree of apprehension and fright. What does it mean to read a poem about being in prison? Can any poem ever teach you enough about such a state? My response to those questions is to invoke the great poet Lucille Clifton, who used to say, "I write poems to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable." In this case, I take that poetic intention as confirmation that it is an act of compassion, however small, to acknowledge life conditions that are too often ignored. I take it as confirmation of the necessity for those who are free to see their freedom contested, even if it is only within the lines of a poem. Maybe finding evidence of your own life in a poem like this affirms that a life like yours matters. And maybe finding yourself haunted by the world this poem thrusts upon you is a worthwhile form of upheaval. The other powerful silence in this and every great poem falls just after the last line. What I hear most poignantly in that final silence is the absence of a voice telling me what to think and what the poem adds up to. It's the space where the feelings the poem has awakened are allowed to echo and reverberate, and where I allow myself to dwell not so much in answers as in the questions, memories, hunches, and possibilities activated by my encounter with the poem. In Prison by Jean Valentine. In prison, without being accused, or reach your family, or have a family, you have conscience, heart trouble, asthma, manic depressive, we lost the baby, no meds, no one, no window, black water, nail-scratched walls, your pure face turned away, embarrassed, you, who the earth was for. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.